You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X1075.
Good morning and welcome to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. It is Monday, July 15th, 2019, the year of our Lord.
Woo! Game on.
A.K.A. Prime Day 2019.
Yeah!
Woo! Are you going hard today?
No, not really. I'm buying like one thing because it's really not that great of, you gotta like,
really?
there's some things out there. I think it's called, Camel or something that tracks Amazon prices, and you can go back and see what the price of something was like 3 months ago or 2 days ago.
Okay.
Or so like, you're like, oh, this like thinks like it's a great deal on something, but it might not actually be.
Right.
So just do your due diligence. The things you can save your money on Amazon Prime Day are Amazon products. So if you're looking to like get into the Amazon like Echo or Dot world, or if you're looking to, because Amazon bought Ring as well. I don't know if you were.
Did they?
Yeah, they own like Blink and Ring now, which I've been looking to expand on my Ring array for quite some time now. But I also get worried because we've heard all these stories of Ring of like Alexa listening in on conversations.
Right.
They haven't been, you can see all the conversations that have been saved, which is kind of sketchy. Like, are people doing that with Ring as well? Which I know some people might not have as big of an issue with because most of your cameras are probably outside. But for me, I want inside cameras.
What?
That's
Mahoney,
right.
For the Mahoney compound.
That's right.
Why, dude? You don't need the cameras inside.
No, I want. So like when I go out of town, I was out of town over the weekend. I left after the show on Friday and I went down to Disneyland and Disney's California Adventure, which, you know, great time of the year to go. Summertime's usually like super busy.
Right.
But with the new Star Wars land opening up, I think it's scared like every person in the Midwest away from coming to visit because I have never been there during a summer where it was so dead. It was really, really bizarre. But when I'm gone, I don't get the Ring notifications like if a car drives by my house.
Okay.
Because there's a car driving by my house every 10 minutes.
Who cares? Yeah.
Yeah, and I get an it's the boy who cried wolf. But if there's movement inside the house, that's when, you know, like I wanna know like if I need to call my neighbor and he needs to go over. You know,
neighbor.
And shoots up. Well, I'm out of town and you know, fast response.
So, like, how many cameras are we talking? Like, are you just going to set up, like, the one, or do you want to set them, like, in all areas of your home?
Like, the two main entry points, you know?
Okay,
like, if you're coming in the front or if you're coming in the back,
We
could have cameras set up. But if you're looking for those, they are on sale, and there's some really good deals on Amazon. Are you guys going to, either of you going ham on anything on Amazon today?
I go ham on Amazon every day, so it's just another day in the neighborhood for this girl.
I just
feel so bad, you know. I mean, it is good news that it is Amazon Prime Day, but Dave's not here. He's over, you know, somewhere in Europe again. So I don't know if he is going to be able to celebrate properly, this proper Amazon Prime Day. But we appreciate you, Audrey, coming in again this week.
Thank you.
You know, I don't know why you want to hang out with us again this week, but we appreciate you waking up at 4 a.m. to
get
here by 6.
My gosh.
Yeah. What's the matter with you? I would say let's start off with some good news and bad news. But the bad news is it's Monday and you're on your way to work.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X1075.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
The most embarrassing moment of my life, I was in middle school. Teacher asked me to come up and spell something on the board. And I was supposed to write a sentence, and the word wedding was in the sentence. And I wrote weeding, and everybody laughed and joked the crap out of me. Everybody laughing in my face. It was pretty terrible.
Message deleted.
We all have those moments that we wish we can get back. Nobody, I swear to God, nobody besides you has ever thought about that moment ever again.
Right?
4 seconds after it happened. They all laughed at you, Adam Sandler style, and then they all moved on with their life. That's one of the things I wish we could understand as young people,
yeah.
which it's so hard to get until you actually have some perspective and you get a little bit older, that you realize that nobody cares about anything that you do or anything that you said, or they're, you know, if you're up late at night thinking about a, you know, something you said and it was embarrassing. You were talking about an embarrassing moment. You falling face first in front of a line of buses last day of school in middle school.
Audit. Yeah.
That is way more traumatic than misspelling a word. People may remember that. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, because
right in your face.
Last day of school is a special moment. But and if you fall right on your face in front of the entire school, that's oof. Did people bring that up later on?
Yeah, they did. I had a lot of redemption to do because we were going into high school. So I was like.
But I feel like they're so, like, going into, like, whatever you did in middle school or whatever you did in elementary school, like, going into high school, it's like, it's almost kind of like a clean slate in certain ways, because there's so many more kids, so many more people who you don't know and don't know you.
Oh, it was so bad. You say that. It was awful.
I'm falling on the
go.
So for me, the most embarrassing moment, I played high school volleyball.
Oh, hell yeah, that, you did.
I was all conference several years.
Okay, all right. Relax,
oh, okay.
Relax.
You got your trophies? Uh-huh. Did you bring with you?
I didn't.
Are you ready for this moment?
We didn't get trophies. We just got certificates for being all conference. But being tall, it lended itself to me. But senior night was the night where, like, the most people showed up. It's the last home game mm-hmm. for the seniors. You know, not a lot of people coming to high school volleyball yep. in North County, St. Louis, but they would announce the starting lineup. You'd run out, you'd rip off your little
tearaway pants.
Because
yeah.
we had the same ones like the basketball team had.
Boom.
And for whatever reason, day I did not wear my
panties.
I had underwear on. Okay. I just didn't have my shorts on.
Oh, what?
Like, I didn't have the actual volleyball shorts on. I just had, like, tiny boxers
Come
on.
Come on.
And so I rip it off, and everybody thought I did it on purpose. And I slowly walked out of the gymnasium and pretended, I meant to do that.
Watch me walk away.
And I got no dates in high school.
Oh,
I wonder why.
Please leave a message after the tone.
It's cold.
Yeah, I kind of have a weird question. But if you could move any state closer to Nevada, which one would it be? Weather stays the same. The only thing that changes is the geography.
Message deleted.
Any state.
Any.
That's kind of a weird... that sounds like such a high question. If you could move any state yeah. closer...
I got to pull up a map.
I mean, like our favorite states?
Is that what the question is?
I mean, what's...
I guess? I maybe bring a Massachusetts over, you know, just so we could have like a nice, you know, we could go over there and check out winter, you know, I mean, a Massachusetts winter.
Do we really want that?
Because Colorado winter sucks.
We have that. You have Brian Head. You can go up. You have that. We have that in Nevada. You can go up to Tahoe and there's 48 feet of snow happening in the state.
I think we're pretty solid just at where we're at right now. When you really think about it.
I think that I would just be selfish and I would want my family closer to me. So I'd move like a family state over.
You'd move like
Kentucky over. Yeah. Alabama can stay over there. Alabama yeah. can stay. I'll travel to
Get
you.
Out of here.
Yeah. Can we move Alabama out of the country? Can we
its own island?
Can we do that?
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I'd say Texas, though, for the barbecue.
Texas? I was thinking that, too.
We need good barbecue here.
It's top stories. Here's what's making news.
So, AT&T is about to roll out their robocalling blocking service for its customers, becoming the first major wireless company to automatically block spam phone calls. I can't believe this is now just happening.
Yeah, finally.
And they've been claiming that this is going to be free, but customers who want all the bells and whistles, including the ability to automatically send all robocalls directly to voicemail, will need to pay $4 a month.
What?
So the free service automatically blocks suspected fraud calls, such as calls from fraudsters claiming they're with the IRS, demanding money. But robocalls such as telemarketers calling to sell medical equipment are flagged in the free version. And the consumers then can call or, you know, they can send some of these telemarketers to voicemail if they pay for that. Is this something that you feel like you are willing to spend the extra $4 for?
Hell no.
Audrey?
Yes. No, I would spend $25 a month.
Don't say that out loud because they are listening and they will charge you an extra $25.
I don't have AT&T, so I'm screwed either way. I'm definitely going to continue to get spam calls.
You know, if AT&T is doing it, then obviously the Sprint and T-Mobile
and 5 years from now,
Verizon will all eventually roll this out as well. I think this is a little ridiculous. I think that with the service that I'm already paying for...
Maybe put it as a part of your plan.
There we go. Yeah.
Do you guys know what your phone bill is?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, and it's probably one of your, I would imagine, it's a higher bill outside of like, expense. You know, it's not a car payment, but it's certainly like when it comes to like bills that never go away, it's certainly not cheap. We're on a family plan. I think there's like four of us on it.
Yeah.
And it's still $75 a person a month.
Yeah, I was just going to say, but it's definitely a lot more than my a couple of my bills combined.
Yeah, I mean, and are we really even talking? Like, here's the thing. Like, I just want the ability to be able to turn off all calls.
Is that called do not disturb?
No, I have do not disturb on like 99.9% of the time, but I still get infuriated having to go in because I'm one of these people who have to go into
the dot. You hate the red dot.
I don't. I'm not a red dot person. Like I have two voicemails right now, which I'm clearing out.
Are you going to even listen to them?
Nope. Oh, not even.
Ever leave Mahoney a voicemail.
I'm not going to listen to it. Never.
You don't even read the text.
No.
You can like read the text that I'm listening to.
No, man. If I'm going to read a text, send me a damn text.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Bastards.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All right, Ann. So you are, again, back to being bougie. You're too good for the bar laundromat that you normally frequent during...
Man, I got to take a break from the bar laundromat every once in a while, man.
You're just too good. You start you start hitting bonuses. You start,
you act like I got money, man.
Uh-huh. You get out of debt. All of a sudden, you're too good for your old friends.
Hey, me and my girlfriend, we got a piece of furniture yesterday from the dumpster, Mahoney. So that, just to remind
dumpster? Is there more?
What do you? Well,
that's
stop.
A hipster. That's a hipster.
Oh, now I'm a hipster.
Antique shop.
Oh, great.
The dumpster.
So
you probably paid like what $3,000 for a side table lamp.
Well, actually, yes, we did. It was antique. Antique. Okay. So I found myself at the Starbucks at Silverton Village again, and I met a gentleman. He was probably about 5'2", real scruffy beard. He actually works as a chef. But he had an unfortunate incident happen just a couple of months ago. He got a piercing. And I don't know about you guys, but I have had a nose piercing get infected before, and it is not fun. This particular gentleman got a piercing elsewhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
it didn't turn out very well.
Here's the latest coffee house confession.
So I'm here for coffee confessions, and I've met a gentleman. How are you, sir?
Good.
I'm looking for a confession, something you've never told anybody before.
Yeah, my girlfriend and I have been talking about it, and we decided that she was interested in me getting a Prince Albert piercing. So I ended up going and getting the piercing done. Unfortunately, my girlfriend was not with me at the time.
Oh, she wasn't with you, so it was just you and this piercer.
Well, it was going to be a surprise, and we had a somewhat difficult time doing it. There were a few complications here and there, but ultimately he ended up getting it. But after a few days, and I still hadn't told my girlfriend that I got it, because after a few days I started noticing that, you know, as I was like going to the bathroom or something, there was a slight little like tilt. I was really concerned, to say the least. Once I found out that I had this like infection kind of going on, and I didn't want to confess it to her, and I called the tattoo shop first and kind of asked him if this was a common occurrence, and he really didn't give me a straight answer, so he suggested I go to the emergency room. But as common kosher as I am, I decided just to make a regular doctor's appointment. Went in, and the nurse came in, and she started asking me some questions before the doctor came. She said, "You know, what brings you in today?" And, well, ma'am, I had a piercing done on my and for some reason it's infected.
Is it still infected? How long ago was this?
This was months ago, and I still have not been able to use it, so that'll be the last time that I've ever considered getting a body piercing done.
Now, have you told your girlfriend?
She's no longer my girlfriend.
Oh, my God. What a nightmare.
Oh, no.
Also, like, you know, if somebody wants me to do that, no.
No.
I'm not going to build a house with my junk. No. Get that nail gun away from me.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Seriously, I get a lot of stuff. That, never. I will never, ever.
He offered to show me. I declined. I'm good, bro.
I always wonder, does the pee start streaming out three different ways once the piercing is gone? Or?
I don't want to know.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So one of the biggest news stories to hit the U.S. and the world over the weekend was the blackout in Manhattan.
Yeah.
Over 70,000 people, which actually seems really low for Manhattan.
I thought so, too.
Because I have a couple friends who do radio up there, and I'm seeing, you know, pictures from around Madison Square Garden, his apartment, and blocks and blocks are blacked out. It was crazy, but power was restored to everybody who was without power for quite some time. The subway system shut down for hours on Saturday, and Mayor Bill de Blasio said power has been restored to affected customers, but Con Edison, which is the power company up there, has no idea what caused this blackout. Living in rural areas or spending a lot of time in rural areas, you're like, power goes out, whatever. It's not that scary.
Mm-hmm.
But for whatever reason, for me, in a major metropolitan area like New York, that is scary. Even in like Manhattan is one of the richest zip codes in the entire world. You know, I mean, that's one of the, you know, the price per square foot down there is unbelievable in Manhattan. But the power going out, I feel like that's some like Walking Dead type stuff.
Yeah. There's like looting and just like chaos everywhere.
Do we think
purge
with the the purge? No, seriously. I think we're 24 to 36 hours away from not having power in a major metropolitan area for something like that to really start to go down if you don't hear anything. Like if your cell phones don't work. It's one thing if power shuts down, but okay, your cell phone still works, right?
Yeah.
So you're like, I'm still amused by Instagram and the dogs on there, but if that doesn't work either, we just saw the earthquakes hit Las Vegas, and you know, even though it didn't really cause a whole lot of damage here, but out in Ridgecrest and Trona, there was some massive damage, and now this outage out in New York, so we've got all these like crazy disasters kind of happening. Are you worried? Are you putting together a prepping kit?
No. I'm the most underprepared person on the planet. I don't even have jumper cables in my car.
Is your husband, is he putting together anything?
Dude, do you think that we don't even own a hammer?
Whoa.
Like no. We are those people that's like, hey, mom. How do I hang this on the wall? No, we're not that bad. But
no, you go to YouTube for that. Yeah. That's what I do.
We are we call everybody to help us type of people. Hey, but Ian, in your judgment, you stop.
Have you thought about getting a emergency prep kit at all? Is that something that's crossed your mind over the last couple weeks?
Or just getting a hammer, you know, because people use those.
Okay, I'm drama. We do have a hammer.
Okay.
But no, really, just like take me away. I'm ready.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I feel so. I'm giving in.
I do. This year's been rough. Let's go.
I'm with you in a certain way because you see all these like post-apocalyptic films and like, you know, it's all dirty. It smells. Yeah. You're always walking. Nobody's ever driving anywhere. The fuel has gone up.
So much walking.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to live in the I don't want to live in the post-apocalyptic world. Like there's no wet wipes anymore. All the plumbing's gone and I'm out of Blistex.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
The biggest story in America on Monday, Prime Day, July 15, 2019, is probably one of the stupidest things that has swept the country in a long time. I don't know. What was the Macarena the last thing that was this dumb that swept the country? Because this is infinitely stupider.
I think, the Macarena, I would definitely rank that as stupid. This, a little bit more stupid.
There's a Facebook group that is growing by the hundreds of thousands of people every single day. And yes, I know most people get that this is a joke, but there's a lot of people who don't think that storming Area 51 is a joke. They think that we're going to storm Area 51 and see the aliens. Do you?
It's just so stupid. I'm just like, sorry, you guys. Read a book. Like, what on earth?
I don't know if they can. I mean, they can maybe barely read, but they certainly can't comprehend. I don't understand. How is this a thing in 2019. Like how, like remember like years ago, like when we were growing up in the 90s, like I just saw a meme that they were like, we were like putting stuff on Mars and shooting stuff into space and curing diseases and cloning sheep. And in 2019, we're like, let's go storm a military base.
We gotta see what's in there.
And eat Tide Pods. Remember
yes.
That?
Oh, yeah. That's
or
it.
The also setting yourself on fire trend. But the U.S. Air Force, this is how ridiculous this story has gotten. The U.S. Air Force has now offered a word of caution to these people who want to storm Area 51. They can't stop all of us, which is happening in September. From the U.S. Air Force, quote, Area 51 is an open training range for the U.S. Air Force, and we would discourage anyone from trying to come into the area where we train American Armed Forces, said the spokeswoman, Laura McAndrews. She told the Washington Post, quote, the U.S. Air Force always stands ready to protect America and its assets.
Oh, you know what that means.
And despite the warning, users are still posting memes theorizing the best way to break into the top secret facility on the event page where organizers said, quote, if we Naruto run, we can run faster than their bullets. If you're not a weeb and you don't know what a Naruto run is, like the rest of the 99.99% of America, that's where you stick your arms behind your body, push your body down into like make like a seven style position,
yeah,
and you run forward with your head first because it makes you more aerodynamic.
There was a lot of people in my school who used to run like that to lunch.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to work in a Barnes & Noble, and I used to have kids come in every day running like that right to the manga section.
I was going
to
say Yu-Gi-Oh! Really? Or something.
Yep.
Oh, God. I am glad I missed that. Like, we missed the Pokemon craze in my, like
I'm
Pokemon.
Sorry.
Oh, don't
I'm
be.
I'm sorry about that.
I feel
that.
Like it's made me a better person, but I don't know why this is a thing. I don't know how it became a thing. I don't know why people want to start twerking on aliens.
Yeah,
the memes are great, though.
How did it go from, like, okay, we're going to storm this to find all the aliens, to we're going to start having sex with aliens? Like, also, I don't think the aliens want to have sex with you, you know?
They don't want to smoke weed with you either.
Yeah,
they don't want to come over to your house for a barbecue.
No, none of that. So, you know, just if you take anything away from this show today, or you ever take anything away from the show, do not show up to this. Ian, like, do not go.
Dude, I've already RSVP'd for like a watch party. I'm getting in touch with people like
I want to meet up beforehand. I know you want to go out there and get audio.
I just want to go out. I've never been out there either.
Don't go out there. It's just a desert.
I'm going to.
There's no aliens.
I'm going to. I have to.
There are no aliens.
And I want a Naruto run. Like, real bad.
You are going to die, and we don't.
No, I'm not.
Nobody else is going to do this job.
Hey, you know who I'm close personal friends with?
Who's that?
Tom DeLong. Believe me, I'm okay. He'll be there.
Did you see the guy from Matty Skiba is going to be replacing Tom DeLong on his search for aliens?
Oh, no.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Sorry, Tom, you've been replaced in so many ways.
Again.
Just don't go. America, we got to be smarter than this. Stay in school, read a book, anything. Anything.
It's Top Stories.
Here's what's making news.
So, Audrey, do you have any desire to, or any interest in time travel whatsoever? Does that sound like something?
Forward or backward?
Either or. You could choose your, you could choose your own adventure.
No.
No?
No, that kind of freaks me out. I don't want to go too far in advance and then just see like my decrepit body, and I don't want to go backwards because then I'd get scared, I'd get stuck.
Okay. Ian, your thoughts on time travel?
I am a full supporter of time travel, and I definitely, if there was a time machine, I would definitely use it to go both forward and backwards.
You would go forward?
I definitely would go forward.
How far forward would you want to go?
200 years would probably be the farthest.
Would it be terrifying just to not see anything ever again?
What happens if there's like a Jamba Juice still around in 200 years? I want to go to that Jamba Juice.
What, are you going
to
invest heavily in Jamba Juice now? So when you're 227, you'll...
I haven't checked the market today. I don't think Jamba's
doing that well. So what about going backwards, though? How far back would you want to go?
I would want to go only as far back to a point where I wouldn't scare anybody. Because I feel like if I went back to like the 16th century, I would just scare the crap out of people. Like what are those things on your eyes?
Yeah, they didn't know what glasses were.
Come hither, person. Yeah. That kind of stuff. So I just, I don't want to scare anybody.
See, for me, I don't think I would go any further back than like the year I was born. I would go back to like 81. At the actually, you know, I don't even know about that. Maybe like 87.
Really? No, I'm not going back. Like whenever women were just like homemakers, heck no.
Well, that wasn't the 80s.
No, I'm saying like I wouldn't go too far back to where like people would just be like,
yeah,
what are you doing outside of the house?
Yeah,
with pants on.
How dare you have an opinion? What you can vote? Oh my god! Oh my! Oh dear!
Yeah.
The reason I can't go that much further back is because I would stick out they didn't have fat guys like me.
And Tommy Bahama shirts.
Have you ever seen like those conspiracy photos like online where it's like, hey, look, it's this picture from 1940, but this guy looks like he's talking on a cell phone.
Yeah.
Like that would totally be you. But like a picture from the 30s is like, look at this Tommy Bahama shirt.
But you go back, you see it in pictures even from the 80s, and it's like, how was everybody so thin? Everybody was like thin back then. And I don't know what it is, but I would just stick out. You know, I'm already too tall. But
I think it was the cocaine. It was definitely the cocaine.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, it was definitely.
Well, there's a gentleman who claims to be a time traveler. His name is Jason Kolb from Pennsylvania. And last week he went up to a group of people and told them that he had built a time machine and that he'd traveled back in time from the future. He said he was from the year 2019.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Okay.
End of 2019?
Like, yeah. What a
December.
Like, what a kind of, like, I mean, kind of decent superpower. Like, you could travel a day in.
Right.
You could travel one day back. Apparently, he was high on something and believed that it was 2015. He also showed dates on his mail and the expiration date on the cap of oysters to prove that he was living in 2019 and that the year was in fact 2015. The cops came. He was arrested for DUI. He also had an outstanding assault warrant, and the cops found a small baggie of white powder on him. So I don't know if Back to the Future 4, if this is the premise, if this is in viral marketing, but if it is, sign us up.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Ian, how did you go from being a pizza delivery driver to a producer of a 10th-rate morning show? Like, were you delivering pizza one night to Bossy Rossi's residence and he goes, hey, and you're like, yeah. And he goes, want to be a producer? And you're like, I don't know how to do that. Was Rossi like, do you know how to press a button? You're like, yeah. Then Rossi goes, fine, you're hired. Welcome aboard.
Message deleted.
No. A little bit more complicated than that.
Well, I did actually lie to him. I didn't know how to press buttons before this, but
it is tricky. It is tricky.
It all started. Ross was coaching a little league baseball team. They weren't doing that well. One day, I came over on my motorcycle, saw that they were playing. He took me on. We won the championship of the little league, and he was like, "Hey, you ever hear of Dave Mahoney?" I said, "Absolutely not." And he was like, "Okay. Come on in. You're hired.
You're hired."
And here I am.
Here you are 2.5 years later as the producer of the Dave Mahoney. Actually, no, you've worked, or you've been like at least, you know, interning and or filling in, what, like 3.5 years now?
Yeah, about 3.5 years.
You did that. How long were you an intern for?
Oh, I was here for close to a year. Studied under Ransom Garcia.
You left after we got here.
I did.
After we left, you got here. Yep. And then you were here when we came back. And, you know, like I said, Ian has, you know, like every job in radio, you work your way up, you know, what you're qualified. Nobody's qualified for the job they have when they get it.
Because
they don't know how the job's done. And, you know, you have found a way to really become quite the producer, Ian.
Weaseled my way in. Thank you for having me.
We would be lost without you, my friend.
Oh, well,
please leave a message after the tone.
Do any of you get mad when you see someone in the carpool lane with no one else in the car? Or rules for a reason?
Message deleted.
Audrey, do you get angry at that?
No, I don't really notice.
No?
No.
Ian?
No, absolutely not. Your thing.
I don't care either. Like, I whatever, man.
Yeah.
Like, if you're driving like an ass clown, then I'm going to get mad.
Of course.
But if you're just in the cruising. if you're in the carpool lane and you don't have an extra person in there, who cares? I don't care. You know what? Like, let's all keep this moving fast.
I've said this before. When I first moved here, I didn't realize that's what it was. And I was like, why is no one in this lane? And I just would use it all the time, just scooting until I realized.
You never got pulled over, though.
No.
You never felt like you were getting dirty looks from other drivers.
Listen, if you're that worried about what I'm doing, you know.
Check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Boom.
Literally.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I honestly ponder sometimes that there must somewhere in the world still be dinosaurs out there. And I don't smoke weed. I'm not crazy.
Sure.
And yes, I'm being genuine. I genuinely think somewhere out there in a cave or something that no one's explored, that there just have to be dinosaurs that are still hanging out for millions of years.
Huh.
Message deleted.
Don't we call those like sharks and like alligators
birds.
And crocodiles and
yeah, they're called birds.
Birds. That's what they're called, man. You don't smoke weed, sure. You maybe you should start.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
All right. Did you guys see any movies over the weekend?
No.
No?
I did not go to the movies. I did Redbox a couple, though.
You still, like, you
Redbox?
Yeah, it's just, we, like, man, I grew up in the Blockbuster era, so I like the idea of going to, like, a video store and
did
stuff
you,
like that.
That's
did
cool.
You,
I like
were
that.
There Blockbusters around when
oh,
you were?
Yeah, they were.
Dude.
Were they?
It was good.
Yeah.
Mahoney, don't doubt me, man.
I just
we're
feel
not
like that
young.
I just feel like that was stuff that just missed, like, Friday night and Blockbuster and Hollywood Video or Family Video. Family Video if you're from the Midwest.
Yep, definitely.
Family Video was popping, but another big weekend at the box office for Spider-Man Far From Home, getting great reviews on Rotten Tomatoes. Another $45 million here in the U.S., but bringing its grand total up worldwide to almost $850 million with an estimated budget of $160 million that it cost to produce that. So the crazy thing is, like, they're saying it's a really bad summer right now as far as movies, because nothing is really popping besides these big chains, these Marvel movies that have traditionally done very well. Spider-Man doing well, Toy Story doing pretty well as also, that one's almost at $350 million here in the U.S. and worldwide at $771 million. But new movies that debuted this weekend, the new Dave Bautista movie, Stuber, getting destroyed.
Oh,
like, I love
horrible.
Dave Bautista. Like, I think he's an interesting character, but $8 million this weekend for a summer blockbuster, and that is
yikes.
That is not good. Another one that's getting ready to open here in America is the Disney's The Lion King, the CGI remake of that. It opened up with $54.7 million in China. So probably going to be another monster movie weekend when that debuts here in the U.S. They're saying that it can make anywhere between $175 and $200 million opening week in the U.S. I just, you know, I was seeing some people talk about it online and like, why would they put us through this again to have to watch Mufasa? You know, I mean, I was at a burger joint yesterday and the original cartoon was on, and it was at that point where the herd's running through the thing and Scar, and it's just like, oh my God.
But what's pretty wild is a lot of people are going to be seeing it for the very first time. Like a lot of like first generation Lion King watchers.
If you as a parent haven't showed your kid the original Lion King, what are you doing?
Monster.
Like, what are you doing with your life at this point where...
Maybe they weren't old enough to watch it. It can be a little scary, all those antelopes coming at you full speed.
I mean, he's just sleeping. He's just sleeping. Wake up, Mufasa!
Dad?
Oh, God.
Okay.
No.
Man.
No.
That was the saddest part of the whole thing.
Oh,
wow.
God.
Wake up, Dad.
Well, your JTT's really good, by the way.
I can't believe they didn't bring him back.
I know. That's an insult right there.
But I do like that they brought Eric Andre. I cannot believe that Eric Andre is going to be a voice in a Disney movie. That like with everything in the world today, with the sensitivity that everybody is experiencing, I love Eric Andre. But the fact that he's in a Disney movie, I don't know if the public has caught on.
No, I don't think
they
so.
They just
either.
Don't know who Eric Andre is.
Started from the bottom, now he's here, man.
What's that show he does on Adult Swim? There's just the Eric Andre show?
Yeah, I think it is just the Eric Andre show.
It is the most bizarre. If you've never seen the Eric Andre show, Watch a couple. It's him and Hannibal Buress. Yep. And if you are stoned, I promise you, it will be the greatest thing that you see ever. Speaking of one of the greatest things ever, the documentary about the Fyre Festival and just one of the most ridiculous things ever. And this is some good news. If you're a fan of Ja Rule, Ja Rule is officially off the hook for the Fyre Festival fiasco.
Oh, I was so worried for my friend Ja.
I mean, what would we have done if they would have put Ja Rule behind jail? Who would we have asked important things on,
important talk?
Yes. We would have nobody to go to. So thank God the long national nightmare is over. Ja Rule, not going to jail.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
We can all sleep safely now. America's right again.
It's Top Stories. Here's what's making news.
So we were bagging on America and the world a little bit earlier today just because of what's going to happen at Area 51 coming in September. They want to storm Area 51. This is the stupidest thing we've seen online in quite some time. And we're like, where's the future that we were promised? Where's the George Jetson world that we want to live in? Where are
hoverboards?
I don't even know if I want a hoverboard. I want the flying car. I want the car that I can get out of a briefcase. I want the robot that cleans my house.
Yeah, Rosie. Yeah.
I want the thing that the Jane Jetson thing that comes down over your head does your makeup.
Yeah,
you know, and your hair. Nice. Oh, I would have a full face every day. My what are those
lashes?
Wings? Yeah, I would have a full set of lashes. My wings would be on point. Oh, God.
Wings? Are you talking about eyeliner right now?
Is that what that is?
I don't know.
He knows what he's talking about. I've seen the videos.
I would be fierce. I would be fierce.
Slay.
If that's the future that we lived in. But here's one that I love. This is a good story that may restore some of your faith in humanity. So there's this new brain implant that has been restoring vision to blind people. Partial sight has been restored in 6 blind people via an implant that transmits video image directly to the brain. Some vision was made possible with the participants' eyes being bypassed by a video camera attached to glasses, which sent footage directly to electrodes implanted in the visual cortex of the brain.
I just teared up. Like, that just, like, made me, like, weepy. Oh, my God.
Like, I got goosebumps thinking about, like, that is the future that, like, God, can't we all just get behind? Like, this is why science and technology, this is the good part about that.
Wow.
This is a significant development by specialists over at the Baylor Medical College in Texas and the University of California in L.A. This, the U.S. team behind the study asked participants, each of whom has been completely blind for years. They took a look at a blacked out computer screen and they could identify a white square appearing randomly at different locations on the monitor. The majority of the time they can find the square. The technology has not yet been proven on those born blind. The study leader says that the neurosurgeon said the team was still a long way from that happening, but this is the right step to move towards that. I mean, like, amazing story, amazing technology. I love it. You know, that is something that is crazy.
That should have been the feel, like, good. Wow.
Like, you know what makes me cry every time I see it? And, like, I don't know if you're the same thing. Like, every time I see one of these videos, and I got to watch it every time because we've made so many improvements for hearing. When you hear or you see a baby or a mom hearing their kid or their parent or their sister for the first time, it's just, oh my God, the waterworks. Like, I mean, just let them, just open up the floodgates because they're coming out.
Do you really want that? Because I will go ahead and just full throttle cry for you right now.
No, like, when you want to feel good about, like life and stuff, you're like, oh God, that's just so pure and so amazing.
Or the new glasses where, like, the color blindness. Whenever the kids can see for the first time all of the colors around them, whoa.
Okay, so that's, we're talking, that's the good news for the day. I don't know if this next story, again, it involves technology, and I don't know if we're behind the behind the times or if they are just so woke that they are on, like, we're living in 2019.
Yep.
They are living in 3019.
Who are we talking about?
Who am I talking about, Ian?
And each of every one of us is an integral piece that puts a big picture. And once we're all together, it puts a big picture.
Are you on drugs?
No, I'm not. I'm high on life.
Woo, woo. We're talking about the juggalos.
Yeah.
The juggalos juggalos out in the wild. They have found a way to beat facial recognition technology. And if you happen to wear the juggalo makeup, if you're a juggalo and you're down for the clown and you're wearing the full face makeup every day, the facial recognition software will not be able to properly detect you. So, I mean, they knew about it, man. They knew Big Brother was watching. And if you have a problem with some of this facial recognition technology that's out there right now, just become a juggalo.
Buy yourself some Faygo. Get yourself some family.
Get some magnets. Figure out how they work. And Big Brother, screw you.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I love it.
Woo woo. Talking about my juggalo fam.
Down for the clown. What up?
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Where do you do most of your socializing at, Audrey?
Bars?
Bars? Ian? Where's the vast majority of your socializing happening?
I'll be honest with you, probably here at work.
Really?
Yeah, I do feel like that, yes.
I would say bars for me, you know, like if I'm going to, or restaurants.
Yeah.
Oh, restaurants.
Restaurants, because, you know, I do do enjoy the food.
Mahoney, you're just walking into every restaurant, chatting up the place. They roll out the red carpet for you. You're going over to tables.
I don't know if I'm that friendly, usually I'll... If I'm trying to meet up with somebody who I haven't seen, like if we want to go meet up with friends who we haven't seen in a while, we'll like, hey, let's go grab dinner or let's go grab lunch or something along those lines, or let's go grab some drinks. And there's this new trend, and I'm curious if you think this is awesome or not. Mm-hmm. More people are searching for booze-free social spaces.
I feel that.
You do?
Yeah.
But what are you going to do? Just like, is there music?
Right.
Like, well, like if I'm not, if I, like, I mean,
like we have to be doing something.
Well, here's the thing is like, I feel like I always want to try and find something like midday that doesn't involve, I mean, yeah, like a boozy brunch is always fun.
Yeah.
But like, sometimes I want to do an activity that like maybe like a game place or like, I don't know, like one of those escape rooms. Like those are fun and a way of socializing as well. I just like activities.
You like escape rooms?
Okay. I've done one. My husband's really smart, so he loves them. I just sit back. I'm just like, you're doing great. No, seriously, I like really don't participate.
So there's this, like I said, there's this new trend that they want this to happen. They want alcohol-free spaces offering social connections without peer pressures to drink, hangovers, or DUIs, which I get. Like I feel like that is in concept. That is a good idea because, you know, some of the, you know, not everybody drinks. Mm-hmm. My wife doesn't drink.
Yeah.
So when we're out and we're drinking and I'm drunk, it's not a fun time for her. Like, I get that, but I just don't. I'm trying to conceptualize a place like this, like where we would all just go to meet up. And then, like, there has to be some sort of, like, activity. I mean, they have those, like, axe-throwing places now.
Yeah.
They've got bowling. They've got darts. I feel like all those have drinking involved with them. Could you imagine going to a bowling alley and not drinking? I feel like that's un-American.
No.
I feel like the terrorists have won at that point. If I walk into a bowling alley and I don't have a beer.
Yeah, I feel like I have to do it in order to be good.
Yeah, I feel like these are just certified teen centers. Now, do you remember, like, teen centers growing up, or the community centers? That's all this is.
And so Dave's not here right now because he's on vacation. And one of the things that I feel like this is kind of like our problem right now, because you don't have any kids yet, Audrey. Ian, you and your girlfriend, you don't have any kids yet. Me and my wife, we don't have any kids.
Yeah.
So I feel like this is like a kid-free person problem.
Yes.
Because if you've got kids, then you're, you know, there's other activities that you got to like do whatever the stuff they're into. You go to baseball games or one of those... super bounce places.
Oh, God, the trampoline parks.
Oh, God.
I think it's more just like trying to find a place that also, like, you can do fun things without drinking. Because, like you're saying, there are so many fun things you can do that's not a bar, but you can go and do to socialize.
But they have a bar in them.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, well, yeah.
You know, like, the only thing that really comes to mind is, like, a library, and you can't talk. And would probably be benefited by having a bar inside of it.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
The library would be a really great name for a bar.
Oh, there was a strip club called the Library down on Boulder for many years. I don't think that's still not around, right?
No, it is not.
Been a few since I've been there. They had a shower.
Oh.
Yeah, it's gross.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So we were just talking about how the Juggalos have outsmarted the government. They may be taking over the world. I don't know if the Juggalos are planning to invade Area 51 at the same time that the other million people who've signed up for that are planning.
They'll have the time because the gathering is actually early August. So they should all be back. So maybe right after that, they'll just head right over to Area 51.
Are you planning on going to the gathering this year? Do we know if it's happening this year?
It is happening. It's in Indiana. Unfortunately, no, I did not book any tickets. I had other plans for early August.
Okay.
So unfortunately,
they cross over.
But I will be there in spirit.
You're too good to go to the gathering of the Juggalos?
My family knows I'm there in spirit. Don't worry.
So the Juggalos have found a way to beat facial recognition by wearing their face paint. And here's another story about big technology. Now, fast food drive-thrus could be soon using license plate scanning technologies to track you and your purposes. And they think this is going to move the line faster. The technology works this way. When you pull into the drive-thru lane, a camera scans your license plate, relaying that information to the order taker. It tells the employees what you usually order and offers suggestions on upselling. The system can even store payment information so customers don't need to open their wallets.
Oh, no.
The company Five-Thru is now testing and working with fast food companies to revolutionize the industry. Do you like or dislike this idea and why, Audrey?
I kind of like it. I don't like the fact that you're like scanning my plates.
Yeah.
That's kind of freaky to me. But like, I enjoy the idea of, hey, maybe I might want that 20-piece nugget because I usually get the 8-piece.
Uh-huh.
And I might be feeling a little hungry at 2 a.m.
The ability to make it move faster, I think, entices us all. But at what cost? Ian, does this scare you or is this something that you would embrace?
Mahoney, this definitely scares me because I don't like people having any of my information, especially in regards to what I order at a fast food establishment. Mahoney, how would you feel if this stuff got leaked out? And they found out that you ordered 400 Chicken McNuggets, you know what I mean? And on top of that, a salad.
That's,
you know.
Oh, I would. Why would I?
Yeah, but if you ever do, my
street cred would be destroyed at this point. I don't want some random person to like. Here's one of the main reasons I don't go to the same restaurant a lot. I have this irrational fear of being recognized. I don't want to like. I want to be like. This is why I drive a very plain sedan. I don't have any like identifying marks on it. Like I want to blend in as much as possible when I'm on the road, when I'm at a restaurant. I want to be flypaper. I want to be the most unnoticeable guy in the room when I'm at a place like that. I hate when I go to, like, I've had to stop going to certain restaurants because I go at similar times and it's like the same waiter or waitress who are always there. And it's like, then you get this weird rapport with them going, and I'm just not good at that sort of stuff. I don't want a guy working a fast food drive-thru to be judging me for what I order. Like,
exactly.
Oh, this guy orders two double quarter pounders every time and a 10-piece, and he always goes for the two hot apple pies for $1.29. Damn straight I do. That's a hell of a deal. I just have a feeling that's going to get leaked out, and if they're storing our payment information, if Target can't keep their stuff together,
can we trust Taco Bell then?
I don't know, man.
You know?
I can trust Taco Bell. I would trust Taco Bell in a heartbeat.
Mahoney, really? Mahoney doesn't go to the same Taco Bells because he's sick of being called Taco Tommy.
Oh, okay. No. I hate you guys.
What? you're doing it to yourself, man.
Wait, I really need you to get a Taco Bell Tommy Bahama shirt.
I just got a... I don't think Taco Bell and Tommy Bahama are a match made in like corporate heaven.
Like
Taco Bell and Mountain Dew. Yes,
perfect. Those,
like they apples and orange. You know, like they're the apples and peanut butter or whatever. Those go together great. But Tommy Bahama is a brand of class, and Tommy, you know. And
Crunchwrap Supreme is pretty classy.
Yeah, what the hell, Mahoney?
You live your life.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
I hope you get profiled with this license plate reader, and they're like, and they just start putting your stuff like, look at this clown driving through my drive-thru again. Her name's Audrey.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Yeah, I can't decide if I should just go to an all-black wardrobe. I'm not goth or anything like that. It's just like, it's always okay to wear black. Are there any stigmas, you know, to wearing all black all the time? I guess it's hotter.
Message deleted.
I wouldn't wear all black to a wedding.
True.
Right?
Good point.
I feel like that's...
My wedding
feels like
was
a funeral. All, like, I mean, there was no white, there was no...
Well, I wore white, but yeah. Everyone was in, like, black tuxes, yeah, and then my girls were in all black.
They have black shirts, though, black button-down shirts.
No.
See, that's not all black. He's talking...
Come on.
Well, you know,
That's a classic tux. That's a classic tux. I'm talking if you're going black on black.
I'm here for the Johnny Cash vibe.
If you're not, if you're afraid of the heat, you know, if you're afraid of the summertime heat that it's going to attract, then I don't think you you should be wearing black.
No.
I would say, I would suggest maybe a lighter color, something a little springier. Maybe a chartreuse.
Oh.
Some
linen.
Yeah, that would treat you right.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, guys. I'm wondering if any of you have a section of your house that's just for junk. Not just like simple stuff like cords and chargers and things, but larger things like furniture. Do you have like a designated room or just some area in your house for stuff that you never touch or use?
Message deleted.
Ian?
Yeah, am I supposed to have a storage unit by now? Is that a thing?
I mean, you would know if you signed up with your...
Well... Like, I'm just saying, I have a lot of stuff, but yeah. We just put it out on our little back porch area. I got like three chairs, a pallet.
Do you want a storage unit?
I kind of do.
Like, just in case, like, she kicks you out.
Yeah,
you
got, that's
you
exactly
need,
it.
You need a
I know,
place to
I
go
know
live.
A bunch of people that live in those things. I hear they're pretty comfortable.
For me, we have a, you know, like, our guest bedroom is kind of like the catch-all while, like, if we have, like, we're renovating one of the other room to an office for the show, like a recording area and things like that.
So you don't have to come in. So, and hang out with us.
No,
anymore.
it's just because, just in case they fire us, we can keep doing the show someplace. And it just so happens to be, since I was the first one to build it, it's going to be at my house.
Party!
That's right.
Lots of bourbon there. Let's go. Can we do it anyways?
Yes, but you know what? You got to take your shoes off.
Take your shoes off.
That is a house rule.
Fair.
That is a house rule. But yeah, it's kind of like my dad's coming to town on Wednesday. And the guest bedroom is a disaster.
Oh, no.
Right now. There's, like, golf clubs in there. They're clothes. Like, I still haven't unpacked from my cruise. There's three suitcases in there.
How have you not unpacked yet, Mahoney? Dude. That was, like, a week and a half ago.
No, it's closer to 3 weeks.
What the hell are you doing? Come on.
If you unpack, then your vacation is officially over.
Yes.
Come on, man.
Wake up, Mahoney.
Get with the times. We have wake up.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I never want it to end.
It's the Redneck Report.
Oh, boy, do we have a doozy today. So a woman is accused of sandwich assault. A woman was arrested for assault after throwing a sandwich at her boyfriend on Thursday night. A 35-year-old woman was charged with domestic battery after getting into an argument with her live-in boyfriend over their pets attacking each other during the argument. She threw a sandwich at her boyfriend while attempting to clean up the mess. She then pushed the man, causing a scratch. So she threw a sandwich at him. He's like, hey, man, this is not cool. And then while he's cleaning it up, she adds insult to injury and pushes him over. Officials did not release any information on the type of sandwich used in the argument. So this poses a very big question. If you had to defend yourself with a sandwich of your choice, what would you go with? Ian?
I would probably have to go with the classic Lunchable.
Ham
and cheese. Because you can easily say it could be thrown in one.
Are they like ninja stars?
Yes.
Is that how you're throwing it?
Ah, yep. And that's
right in the eye.
Yeah, man, that cheese right there. I think that's perfect.
I feel like you're on a right path, but I don't know if the damage is going to be done by the cracker because they always break easily.
Break.
Every time you're putting together more than two crackers. Also, I feel like there needs to be more crackers than, like, there needs to be able to have a middle cracker.
Thank you.
Also. not yes. just one for each two pieces of meat.
Yes, please, more cheese and more crackers. We already have enough ham and turkey. Yeah,
we don't,
too much
we don't need
there.
Any more of that. Oh, but I was going to say, you could also defend yourself with a Lunchable by pulling out, if it's one of those fancy ones, if your mom's really treating you. Mm. Where it comes with a Capri Sun.
Oh.
And you just stab them with that yeah. little straw.
Oh. Yep.
That thing is dangerous Ow. As hell.
It's always a pain whenever it went through the other side.
Oh, God.
Oh, that ruined.
Don't know your own
ruiner.
Strength.
Just, Audrey, if you had to pick a sandwich to defend yourself with.
Well, first of all, I really appreciate a good sound effect.
Okay.
So I think I might go for a soggier, sloppier type of sandwich and maybe hope that a little bit of the slop gets like in their eye to kind of really affirm the defense. I would go maybe with a French dip.
A French?
So that you could smack them.
Really?
Yeah, it's a slap See, right on the cheek.
I thought you were going to say like Sloppy Joe,
yeah,
which
me
I
too.
Feel like you could. I feel like a Sloppy Joe, you could equate that to kind of like a shotgun
yes.
because you're getting a lot of spread.
See, but here's the thing. How do you hold it in order for it? Because it would just slop all over you, and then you're in the crossfire.
Yeah, you got to shot put it.
Shot put the Sloppy Joe. That's how you.
Yes.
Like it could even be an open face Sloppy Joe. Just straight up shot put it that way. for me. I'm going the worst possible route.
Oh, no.
And because, you know, like I said, we've got Ninja Stars with Ian.
Yes.
We've got the shot put with Audrey.
Yes.
And her Sloppy Joe.
I am in tears.
I'm going with a javelin. So I want an old baguette sliced in half and filled with warm tuna.
Kill him.
And you just... Right at him. And then that's how World War III starts. Sorry, Archduke Ferdinand.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Now I'm hungry.
I know.
I can't breathe.
Sloppy Joe. When was the last time you had a Sloppy Ooh. Joe?
That's going to be tonight. I'm pretty hungry.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Old Tom DeLonge, you think he's going to be storming Area 51 with the rest of the people in September, Ian?
I really hope so. You know, he's become such a pioneer in regards to UFO research that I feel like he has to. If not, then he's not doing
is
his job.
Is that really a thing? Is UFO research a thing?
Hell yeah. Like, I mean, Project Blue Book, man.
What are you researching? Like, how are you spending your money? Like, I feel like it's all just a scam to take everybody's money. Don't get me wrong. I believe that there are UFOs. You know, I think there's other intelligent life out there in the universe because God help us if we are the smartest. Like, how bad does that suck if we are the smartest beings in the universe? Like, I mean, it's going to be good for us. Like, we're not going to die and be, you know, like turned into, you know, like a people that's ruled over by alien overlords. So I appreciate that. We'll probably be alien overlords on other planets. But I would like to think that there is a more like the Vulcans from like Star Trek.
Yes.
Like there needs to be some Vulcans out there. Where are those dudes at? That's what
up.
I want to know.
Hit us up, Vulcans.
Please. I know where they're not at. They're not at Area 51. Please, can we just do we keep the memes rolling? Because
yes,
I
feel the memes are on fire.
I agree. Bossy Rossi's all on those Area 51 memes. How many did he send you guys over the weekend?
I mean, it's 5 to me. And back and forth, I think I sent him about 5 back, which is hilarious. They're too funny.
I got a couple too, but I feel like we have a responsibility as not the smartest people in the room, but certainly just as the not dumbest people in the room. I feel like we still have a responsibility because I think people are going to show up and people are going to die. I wish people weren't that stupid, but I think that they are. Because last time this was going around, some dude went and got... He did not make it out.
No, he didn't. Okay, can we get into Know the Show?
Yes.
How about we do that? It's brought to us by CSN. CSN is now enrolling for fall semester with over 150 degrees and certificates and thousands of career opportunities. What are you waiting for? Go to csn.edu today and apply.
Mm-hmm. I see what you're doing.
What am I doing?
Pushing your Area 51 agenda. You don't want to talk about it anymore.
No, man, I got to keep this hush-hush, dude. I got plans.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
Played high school volleyball. Senior night was the night where like the most people showed up, but they would announce the starting lineup. You'd run out, you'd rip off your
tearaways.
And for whatever reason, day I did not wear my What did I not wear that night? 791-1075. If you are the first person in with the correct answer,
we will give you tickets to go see Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats on Sunday, July 21st over at Brooklyn Bowl with a very special guest as well. Tickets and VIP bowling lanes are on sale now at brooklynbowl.com. And we are presenting that show in, well, he's taking a call. I think they've instituted the point where, isn't Brooklyn Bowl free to park again if you go to a show?
Yes, it is. Hell yeah.
That is good news. Thank you so much, Brooklyn Bowl, for that. Let's take a caller. X1075, who is this?
Chris.
Chris, what did I forget?
Your shorts.
That is correct.
Thank God he had the underoos on. Nothing's gonna ever keep
you down. The best. Was not a good look. Remained dateless. No girl from my high school would date me. I had to get exported to the Christian school to try to find some girls who would date me nearby. Oh, Westminster Academy in St. Louis, Missouri. Good times. But you, sir, are going to see Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats. That's going to be an amazing show. That guy just really knows how to perform. And so that's a treat. We'll be giving away those tickets all week long. Audrey is going to be joining us all week long. Ian is going to be joining us all week long. Don't forget, it is Amazon Prime Day. And do not go to Area 51. Have a great Monday.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine, out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.